This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
How do we grow as people? How do we grow as a nation? How do we move forward if everyone is trapped in the same place and we never, ever allow them to move or to grow? There's a difference between flip-flopping and growing and changing. Growing and changing is necessary, is needed, and quite honestly, if you have the same point of view on everything that you did 5 years ago, you're a fool. You're not thinking. You're just not a thinking person. I believe that. How many of us have a different point of view? Well, this is easy. How many Democrats would say today, and I'm not talking about the Democrats in Washington, I'm not talking about the people who are deep in the party, I'm saying Democrats, like my grandfather used to be a Democrat, like some of my good friends are Democrats. How many of them, if I would have said to them 5 years ago, you will vote for someone who is under investigation, possible indictment by the Democratic FBI, not by the Republicans, but by a Democratic FBI, you will see all of their emails, because they'll all be transparent and all be released, and you will see a pattern of corruption. And you will dismiss the fact that the DNC got the questions in advance of debates to help your candidate, and you'll be okay with it. How many Democrats 5 years ago would say, yes, I'll do that? I don't think any of my friends would. However, many of them are voting for that because the conditions on the ground have changed. Yeah, well, I have to. I mean, it's Donald Trump. I have to. I have no other choice. Yes, you do. You can stand where you always stood because you knew that was right. How many Republicans have done the same? They would have never voted for a guy who said, I'm going to give a $1 trillion stimulus, a bigger stimulus package than Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton combined. No way. A guy who said, universal single-payer health care, I don't care if it costs me the election, that's what I'm going to do. No way. No way. Somebody who has said, hey, women, you got to treat them like S. I can go because I'm a celebrity and grab them by the blank. Nobody 5 years ago would say that. How many of us believe things that we don't want to believe? I do not want to believe that our Justice Department is thoroughly corrupt, but the evidence is taking me there. It's thoroughly corrupt. It has been completely co-opted by partisans, and I don't think it's going to change even if the Democrats or the Republicans get into office. I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that our banking system is thoroughly corrupt, that they don't care about you, They only care about the global profits. I don't want to believe that, but I do. How many people believe today that they didn't 5 years ago? One of two things. We just haven't been loud enough, strong enough, mad enough. We haven't grabbed for our matches or our guns to burn the whole thing down. And that's all that's left for us to do. It's time to burn the whole thing down. 5 years ago, I didn't know anybody who believed that. Today, I'm afraid there's a lot of people in America that believe that. How many people today believe where they didn't 5 years ago? I just have to disconnect. I have to stop caring so much. I have to just take care of my family. I just have to be a good person myself. Because I can't change anything. I didn't believe that 5 years ago. I believe that now. I believe the only answer is to change ourselves. How many talk show hosts actually believe that it does no good for us to talk in this echo chamber amongst ourselves about how bad the left is? Because we have, because we already know how bad the left is, and we're ignoring ourselves. And until we heal ourselves, we won't make it. I don't know. That's what I believe. And I didn't believe that 5 years ago. People have said and accused me of changing. And I have. I haven't changed my principles. But I have changed my understanding that what I have been doing doesn't work. And it's making things worse. We're getting more and more angry. I know I am. I've got to find joy. I was watching, have you ever gone to a Michael Bublé concert? Michael Bublé is the most joyful performer I've ever seen on stage. Adele was the same thing. She's crass in her language. She's unbelievable with her voice. But what draws me to her is the joy she has in doing it. She loves it. And she's excited about it. It's brand new to her. Same with Michael Bublé. No matter how long he's done it, it's still new to him. I want that joy again. Yesterday, I did absolutely, I can't say I did it, I was asked to be interviewed by the most unprofessional interviewer I have ever experienced in my career. The most shameful display of hatred and destruction I have seen in my career. And I've done some pretty rough interviews. I have been, as the boys keep telling me every day, stop doing them, Glenn. Stop doing them. I'm doing it because I feel we have to reach out outside of our own circle. If we just continue to talk to each other, we're never going to make any progress because it will be us versus them. And I've got to find somebody. I'm going to kiss 1,000 toads, hoping that one of them will be a princess. And you know what? All 1,000, all of them may be toads. But I am not giving up that there is somebody outside of our circle that feels exactly the same way we do, that this has got to stop.
Charlie Rose may have been a princess.
I think he was. I think
or,
he was.
Or a prince.
We'll see.
He might like that better.
Yeah. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
And I don't expect any of them to have the same attitude with me after the election if Hillary wins. I know how they treated John McCain and everybody else on our side. There's nobody, unless you sell out your values and you become, what's his name, that Brooks or whatever his name is. Not Brooks.
David Brooks?
Yeah, David Brooks? No, he's the left. The guy on the right that is always a conservative that flipped over to the liberal side, and he still calls himself a conservative, and he's
David Brooks is the New York Times conservative.
Yeah, okay, so it must be him.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah.
Okay, so
I think that's what you're thinking of.
So I'm not changing my principles. I'm not changing my policies. I'm trying to change my approach and be a better person. I said when I was on Megyn Kelly 2 years ago, I don't know what I would have done differently when I was on Fox. Well, I still don't know. But I know what I didn't try was trying to watch every word to not say something inflammatory. Well, that's really hard to be honest, to be clear, to know what the difference is between turning over the tables and being very, very clear and being inflammatory.
Plus, much of what they call inflammatory or hate speech was just telling the truth, and they just didn't want to hear it. And that's what pisses me off, because we called Barack Obama what he was, and that's a Marxist. And that was perceived as racist and hateful, and he just was.
Yeah.
Being a Marxist isn't a sign of hatred. It's not a sign of racism.
Well, there's nobody asking.
Adheres to a set of policies that we don't agree with, and we called him out on it.
Right. Right now, there's no evidence that Donald Trump is a racist. There's no evidence of that. But I have heard journalists.
In the past, there is, but.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But that's, again, but you're not going to hear people grilled over calling him a racist, even though there's no real.
Well, that's for sure.
No real evidence of that.
That's for sure.
You're not going to hear anybody grilled on that on the right. Do you think, Stu? Mm-hmm.
I was reading a review of Doctor Strange.
Right, okay. there are people who are saying those things who believe it, those who don't, and you're having a conversation trying to figure out who this guy is. Okay. I take full responsibility for my cavalier attitude on everything. Anyway, I don't want to get back into this. Here's where I'm headed. I'm doing this interview with NPR, and they want to talk about the future of can we come together, the future of the conservative movement. That's what I'm sold. They start.
Wow.
They start with, you know, something that I said 10 years ago. Yeah, that was clearly explainable. He has the tape. I explain it. He has the tape. And he's like, well, let me take you back down. And he plays it. And it's exactly basically what I said. You know, and it's all out of context. And then he asks, so where have you been for, you know, since you were on Megyn Kelly? And I said, well, I've helped raise $11 million to help the Syrians and Iraqi Christians to escape ISIS. We have held the largest peace march in Birmingham, Alabama since Martin Luther King.
I've employed hundreds of people here in the United States of America. What have you been doing there? WNYC.
Yeah. Okay, so
professor.
Stop. So I did blow a gasket there. So the last question he asked me, now tell me how we move forward. If we don't allow people to say, I take responsibility for everything I did, and I've asked forgiveness, and I'm not, there's a time when you say, okay, I'm done asking forgiveness. We have to move forward. And if it's not on, if you need to keep dwelling on it, it's on you. You got to let it go. I've asked for forgiveness. I've been very public about it. Now it's on you. You got to move past it. And if you can't, and you keep trapping somebody in the same place, if we do this, if there's somebody with a change of heart, and they really have a change of heart, and we continually say, no, they're a bad person, well, then that's on us. Watch them and watch the fruits of their labors. What are they actually doing? Okay. This is what he said to me. He said, so this is, and I'm paraphrasing, this is a big show. I mean, you're an actor and you just say things for show. You've said you're a rodeo clown, blah, blah, blah. isn't this just a way for you to make more money and grab a new audience? And isn't this all just for show? And by the way, I consider that a rhetorical question.
Wow.
Jeez.
I consider that a rhetorical question. This is a journalism professor. I didn't know that at the time.
It's a great point on that you've made a million times about the way we are teaching our young journalists.
What are those? What are those kids learning in his class? That's a question. I'll bet you they edit out. I consider that a rhetorical question. I can guarantee you they edit that out. I said nothing. I let it go for about a minute of silence. And he said, "Mr. Beck," and I said, "Yes." "Do you have an answer?" And I said, "No, you said it was a rhetorical question."
You said it was rhetorical.
That's awesome. Unbelievable.
And is that where it ended then?
I said to him, "I hope that someday you can find in your heart a place where you can accept that people do change, people are trying to be better people."
Oh, you can count on that. You can count on that airing. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no.
Did he start, it seems like he started researching this interview in 2006 and then stopped after that.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, let's not do what they do.
No, let's.
Let's not do what they do. No.
Let's fight fire with fire.
Yeah, and burn the whole place down.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.